love that you're doing this self-directed. Nice blend, everybody. Nice navigation of that tricky rhythm. You feel like a very united front. Dynamic contrast there. Beautiful tuning. I love the balance you're striking between being a united front and still being individual humans expressing yourselves. It doesn't feel like you're just automaton clones. I'd love to hear just a little bit more storytelling element. There are certain times where the diction isn't quite cutting it for me to understand exactly what you're singing about. Alto 2 is doing a great bass job down there. Here the melody needs to be a bit more prominent. Remember, it's everybody's responsibility to make sure the melody is on top. Alto 2s, you're doing such a good job, you're actually drowning out the others sometimes. Great swell. It's a very cool effect. Nice worked out solo there. I'm really impressed with your internal metronomes. This would be such an easy piece to let get off the rhythmic rails. And I feel comfortable, and that's almost impossible in seven, so well done. I'd encourage you to experiment a little more with tonal colour. You've just got such a lovely blend and a lovely sound overall. But when your voices are all so close together, because you're all treble voices and that's what's happening, the more colours you can explore, the more oral variety we will get. And so that'll help bring out certain parts. So experimenting with edge and twang and brightness and breathiness and richness and that sort of thing. And you are doing that to a certain extent. I just encourage you to go further. One thing I'm really enjoying is the safety I feel listening to you. That might sound like a slightly weird thing to say, but a cappella is risky, and one of the things that audiences love is a certain amount of risk, but then they hate when it's too risky. And you've done something very hard, very well, so we can admire the risk that you're taking, but we don't feel afraid for you, and I think that that's really important. Well done, well executed. Very cool. Love that start. It's really nice to see a group where there's no weak link. You're all in it. So when you're with a rhythm section, it's a very different ball game. And when you're semi-acoustic like this, it's really important to make sure that you are carrying over the top of the instruments because they've got the upper hand as far as amplification goes. So I would recommend actually maybe even going around mics, like having three people to a mic with those overhead condensers. Because the difference between the semi-acoustic sound that you've got and the very electrically amplified sound that they've got just puts you at a bit of a disadvantage. It's not that you sound worse. It's just that we can't actually hear you as present as we can the rhythm section. Basically, we can't hear how amazing you are. So think about that next time you perform in this environment. Nice cluster chords there. Great solo. Just feels like you can't sing out of tune. How do you do that? I'd like to hear just a little bit of the top voices a bit more. The furthest soprano to your right is a long way away from that mic, and I'd like to hear more of that part. So again, the positioning really affects it here. Solid. I love how you're loving this. That gives us permission to love it. Great performance. It's just such a pleasure to hear a group that's at your level. It almost makes me annoyed that I have to adjudicate you. I'd rather just sit and listen. Congratulations, St. Peter's. Great job.